In Red Lake, Minnesota, wakes are being held for some of those killed in Monday's shooting rampage. There will be funerals this weekend and more next week for the victims of the attack on the Chippewa Reservation in northern Minnesota. NPR's Greg Allen has this report.
Daryl LeSueur and his girlfriend, Michelle Sagana, will be buried tomorrow. LeSueur was an officer on the tribal police force and grandfather of the attacker, Jeff Weiss. He and Sagana were the first people killed. Police believe Weiss then used his grandfather's police guns in the attack at Red Lake High School. In part because of LeSueur's and the other funerals, Red Lake Tribal Chairman Floyd Jourdain said yesterday the tribe was lifting its strict limits on media access. Jourdain said the families of those killed in Monday's attack want media coverage of the funerals, especially of those they consider heroes.
We have two police officers, one former officer and one officer, who have served this community valiantly, and they deserve full honors. We intend to honor them with every resource that we have.
LeSueur and school security guard Derek Bruhn will be buried with full police honors. Law enforcement personnel from around the state are expected to attend. Jourdain says the community can't think about reopening the schools until the funerals are over. Red Lakes High School and Middle School remain closed indefinitely while the FBI conducts its investigation. The reservation school superintendent says he hopes to have students back at school, possibly in different facilities, by mid-April. But for now, Stuart Desjarlais says students and staff are going through counseling and are struggling to cope with a tragedy that in a small, close-knit community left 10 people dead and 5 more seriously wounded.
We each have to heal at our own place, you know, the staff, you know. And we can heal together, but we also have to heal separately. We have to heal separately.
Among those who have come to help in the healing are former students from Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. They came to provide counseling and to talk to Red Lake students about their chillingly similar experiences. Greg Allen, NPR News, Bemidji, Minnesota.